It's time to pull them slabs out, man. It's slab season, that boy Mr. Lee acting fool with this one. North side, where you at? South side, where you at? East, west, where you at, man? It's time to get your shine on, man. Pull the candy out. Holla at them, thug. Thugger. I'm taking off down the runway. Broad day, Sunday. Haters looking at me. I ain't playing up a gunplay. Hand on the rain while I'm swinging on the one way. Boppers everywhere. I see it'll be a fun day. I might as well stay up all night till it's Monday. My shit'll probably end up where my son stay. Got baby mama drama cause the bitch driving the Hyundai. And I got a rose. G's up, hoes. Still down till I'm down. Watch me act a damn clown. I'm the cleanest shit around, making motherfuckers frown. I've been zipping through my town, trying to see what the fuck. What's up? Ball city ballers, bitch niggas, get your bucks up. Got a king ranch that'll make you put your trucks up. It's looking like them other boys ran all they luck up. Damn show can't touch us, we them true bosses. You know how we do it, fool, we them blue foxes.
Yeah, we gon' shine on this one, man. I'ma do this one here for H time, man. Texas, what's up with it? Chia. Tell them what we doing, man. I got to work my wood grain wheel. Hand on the steel, cause them haters on my heels. Made me a meal and done it before the deal. Them other boys lying, slim thugger, speak the real. My granny paint shining, fifth foot reclining. Headed going topless like them dancers at the Diamonds. Boss shit blinding, everybody looking. And where I'm from, women ain't the only ones cooking. Boys getting paid, pushing caddy Escalades. Still roll bows, used to roll blades. Four braids in the bays when we reppin' for our side. And you ain't riding slab if them ain't swingers on your ride. Ready for whatever if you think thug or scary. I unload the Glock if it get necessary. Been legendary in the streets of the H, cause I stay riding bows, putting candy in your face. Man,
I got
we gon' take them boys back to 9-8 with this one here, man. Chill. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling, Doug? Let them know how you feel.
This drink got me lean. Ain't smoke all day, so I'm fiendin'. I'm feeling like I'm living, and I'm living like I'm dreaming. My candy slab gleaming. I pass with a flash. Smashing the gas, blinding boys on glass. Swing like I'm about to crash. Then I hook the other way. Make my slab sway down here. That's how we play. Riding down that MLK, chucking deuces to that tray. Niggas on they grind, man. Boys is on they J. I got diamonds on my collar. Shoes say Prada. Jay say the same. I'm a killer on that main. I'm that working wood grain. I'm a hog on the road. I make a move around like them louds on that road. Trunk steady humming. You hear me when I'm coming. Beating, hitting hard. Sounding like a drummer drumming. Every day I stay stunning. Ain't gonna stop till I'm dead. On that north side, we ride blue, not the band.
Hold up. We ain't playing no games this time, man. Slim Thug, boss of all bosses. When you see me on that main, you better get out of my way, man. Breaking boys out. Swinging them big candy blue slabs top down. Foes poking out trunk in there, man. You already know what it is, G.
Here we go once again. Yep. The Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct for the Mac City Limits, man. You know how we do. Shit, we coming at you from the whole Flipper Network. Real talk, real music all day, every day, nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's how we doing it. Shit, today is more or less kind of like a response. You know what I'm saying? Because I heard my nigga Mr. Wrigley, he did a show on the Michael Vick situation. And, I mean, I really wasn't gonna say nothing, but I feel that, fuck it, nigga, I'm gonna throw my two cents in on the situation. And, you know, Mr. Wrigley is my nigga, don't Hey, don't y'all misconstrue what's about to happen here, man. You know, because this is real talk, real music, and we can all agree to disagree at times on certain topics and certain situations and shit. But we gonna tackle the motherfucking Michael Vick joint from a philosophical standpoint. You know, I'm gonna add my motherfucking mix in it. And I'm just basically gonna say that I disagree with Mr. Wrigler on this motherfucking venture, man. I disagree. I'm basically gonna say, motherfuck Michael Vick and every bitch ass nigga out there that's goddamn killing and torturing these motherfucking dogs, man. That's what I'm gonna say. I don't wish no ill will on no nigga, man. I don't wish jail, death, none of that kind of shit on no nigga, man, because that shit has a tendency to boomerang on motherfuckers, man, when you goddamn just needlessly hate on a motherfucker and shit. But I'm just saying, man, that's some fucking bullshit, man. I'm coming from a standpoint where I'm just basically gonna keep it 100. I'm a dog lover, man. I'm a fucking dog lover. And I'm gonna get to the point, tell you why I love dogs so motherfucking much, right? Because basically, what I was hearing from Mr. Wrigler was saying, you know, he was basically putting human life over dog life. And I don't necessarily agree with that, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna tell you why I don't agree with it, because it's from a philosophical standpoint. I mean, I could honestly say, man, that if I seen two organisms drowning, one being a dog and one being a person, I'm more inclined to save the motherfucking dog from a watery death than the motherfucking person. What's that you say? Yeah, you think dogs is motherfucking more important than people? Yes, nigga. Dogs is more important than people, motherfucker. And I'm gonna give you a good motherfucking case about it. I'm gonna give you the scenario, just like we talking about the whole Michael Vick. This bitch nigga out here killing and fucking torturing dogs and shit. Now let me tell you something, man. The dog symbolizes loyalty. Do y'all hear that? The dog symbolizes loyalty. And whenever I see a nigga that don't respect no dog, this nigga, I know he don't respect the attribute of loyalty. Point blank, bottom line. And y'all niggas, y'all can disagree with me on this, but man, I believe everything is subliminal, man. And everybody knows it. A dog's love is fucking unconditional, man. A dog's love is fucking unconditional. You don't have to worry about having no fucking car. You don't have to worry about having no house. The dog don't give a fuck if you get fat. The dog don't give a fuck if you're poor. The dog don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Only thing the dog know is that he love you and he gonna stick by you 100%. Rain, sleet, snow, thick or thin, whatever. The dog gonna motherfucking represent and he gonna have your back. Nah, people like that? I have to disagree. I don't think people are like that at all. I think people, when they come to motherfucking this thing called love, they love is fucking conditional. Yeah. They love is fucking conditional. It's kind of like, I will love you if you stay thin. I will love you if you goddamn have money. I will love you as long as your motherfucking whip stays tight. I will love you as long as you provide for me. Take care of this, take care of that. And if the day that you cannot provide for this or provide for that or do this or meet my fucking criteria or meet my standards, nigga, I will stop loving you. That's what I see in people, but I don't see that in dogs, man. And that's why I'm saying I think dogs are better than people. Yeah, I think dogs are better than motherfucking people. And I can prove that shit just with the Michael Vick case. Everybody was just talking about how this nigga is getting his balls nailed to the wall because of these niggas he was fucking with, he was hanging with, running this dog ring, and all these niggas sang on him like some bitches. Where's the fucking loyalty? Where's it at? What happened to all them homies? All them down-ass niggas that this motherfucker was running with? Can't find them now. You know why? Because them motherfuckers is worse than dogs. They don't know nothing about fucking love. They don't know nothing about respect. They don't know nothing about loyalty. But I bet that dog do. You goddamn right. See, it take a cold-hearted, bitch-ass nigga to take a puppy from day one. Something that's looking up to you to be cared for, to be fed, to be reared. And you goddamn taking this motherfucker, torturing it, putting shock collars on the motherfucker, kicking it, beating it, hanging it, All in the name of making it mean, fucking aggressive, making it a killer, so you can take it to the arena, so it can kill another dog, so you can goddamn get some sport out that shit. But while all this shit is going on, while you torturing this motherfucking dog, the dog still love you, nigga. Dog don't care. Dog understands what's happening here. The dog is getting his shit beat out of him. He getting scarred up. He getting bled out. The dog getting put through all sorts of hell. But, nigga, let somebody try and attack you, the owner that's been torturing this motherfucking dog, and what's gonna happen? That dog gonna tear in to whoever fucking with you, man. Because that dog's love is unconditional. Unconditional, man. It don't get no more deeper than that, nigga. It gets no more heavier than that. Nothing, man. And that's why I'm saying I disagree with Mr. Wrigler on this one. I think that dogs are better than people. Because I ain't never had a dog motherfucker stab me in the back. A dog will basically tell you, nigga, if he like you or not. And he won't send you no fucking mixed signals, man. If you coming up to a dog, he gonna growl, he gonna snap, he gonna snarl, he gonna basically say, nigga, keep your distance, I don't know you. We ain't on that level. But then again, like I said, if you got a dog, man, that loves you, the dog loves you, man. And there won't be no unlove, there won't be no conditional love. He gonna love you regardless, man. No matter what the fuck you do to that dog, he gonna love you, man. And it take a grimy ass, punk ass nigga to betray that love. Yes, it do, man. See, when I'm fucking with niggas, man, when I see niggas that do that kind of shit to dogs, I know that that's a nigga that don't respect the game. That's a nigga that do not respect fucking loyalty, man. So, if this nigga would treat a dog grimy, something that will love him unconditionally, no matter what the fuck he do, what the fuck do I think that nigga gonna do to me? Huh? Once the shit hits the fan, once shit goes down, once I need this motherfucker, do I really expect this motherfucker to treat me any better than this dog? Do I? No, I don't, man. I really don't. I always watch how niggas treat they pets, man. I watch how niggas treat they dogs, man. Because I know how dogs are. Like I said, we dealing with unconditional love today. We dealing with the philosophical aspect of this whole situation. And I'm just saying, niggas that fuck around and kill these dogs, man, and then go and sip motherfucking Heinekens and Millers and Budweisers after the fucking blood fest, they some punk ass niggas, man. They don't respect the game. They don't respect the whole attribute of loyalty, bruh. Yeah, I'm stepping on some toes and I'm pissing niggas off. But what the fuck is this? I thought this was motherfucking the whole Flipper Network, bitch. Real talk, real music. That's my word, son. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I ain't candy coating this shit. I got a strong motherfucking feeling about this because I don't like nothing innocent to be fucked with. I don't like that, man. I don't like anything of innocence to be defiled, man. It ain't nothing more innocent than a dog, man. All the things a dog know, man, a dog just want to be loved, man. And a dog want to love its master, man. And whenever some nigga comes around and misuses and abuses that love, a dog that's gonna love you unconditionally no matter what the fuck you do. And when I see a nigga misuse and abuse dogs like that, man, I know that's a nigga I don't need to be fucking with. Because if he gonna do that to something that loves him so much as that dog, what the fuck do I think he gonna do to me? He ain't got much respect for me either, homie. And that's my motherfucker. Hey, nigga, that's just my opinion. Take it or leave it. Hey, we gonna take a break right now. I'ma let y'all simmer on that, cause y'all probably boiling and shit. Cause y'all probably know a whole lot of niggas that do dog fights, and y'all think them niggas is cool and all this kind of shit. But I'm heated about that shit. I don't like motherfuckers torturing animals, man. I think that's a real hoe ass shit. And I'm gonna take a break, motherfucker. I'll be back.
Get on my level, ho. nigga what you say. Meet me anywhere, I don't care. It don't matter to me, cause if you fucking step, I'ma step in your vicinity. What you think I'm a hoe? Nigga, please, you ain't on my level. Get so right, bitch, while I'm digging your grave with a shovel. Time after time, I ask myself, is it really clever for you to get with me? Bitch, nigga, you can never ever. You ain't on my level, I'm pushing Chevrolet pedal. If you niggas fuck with me, I got your chrome heavy metal. Never settle for less, but I always strive for the best. Most of these niggas play it cheap and put you straight to the test. Bitch,
nigga, you can never ever.
My nephew and my leg. Get on my level. Hell no, never that. I knew you wasn't real, cause all you do is chit chat. Always listen, making sure I stay gone. Call us some broad, Georgia girl, Georgia Dawn. Trying to get with me, it's like now through a cone. They call me Don P, aka Cardio. Up in the club with my Cartier's on. Don't know if I'm high, drunk, or get my roll on the cell. Can you hear me? Hell no. Get on my level, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. For real.
You can never help.
And if you think I'm joking, ask them niggas who try to play us. See them lying up in the coffin, Trillville, ATL, swinging, throwing bows. Got some niggas that be hate, busting slugs at my foes. If you thinking you can fuck with a nigga like me, nah, nigga, get rich, Trillville, and be a me. What the fuck you talking about? We too deep, nigga, what? If a hater wanna hate, then the hater get bust. We ain't hard to find, nigga, so why you steadily talking shit? I'm finna sit my dog on. Pussy nigga, get bit, boy.
Cut out your brains when I spit this verse. I'm a blood-sucking vampire, my venom is worse. Headbusters filled with dangerous thirst. Shatter your bones in your chest and make your motherfucking heart burst. So worry now, Prince of the South, on the mound. Knock your thoughts out and leave your brains in your lap. Don't touch my cane, go shout it, what's wrong with you? I might cop my fist back and knock your real through.
You can never help.
Y'all niggas calm down yet? You niggas, are you pissed off? Are you boiling? Are you mad? What the fuck? Don't really matter. Once again, Almighty 3XL coming at you, man, from the Max City Limits, Max City Chronicles. Also from the whole Flipper Network. Yeah, my man, Mr. Regular. Real talk, real music all day, every day. That's how we putting it down around here, man. So yeah, that's what I'm saying right now, man. Motherfuck Michael Vick and all the bitch ass niggas that was torturing them goddamn animals, man. Yeah, I mean, like, just the whole concept of niggas and pit bulls and niggas walking pit bulls. Psychologically, y'all motherfuckers don't really understand what that's saying. I mean, black men basically feel emasculated on the rail. And the only way that they can feel bad or rough or tough and all this kind of shit, this is all stemming from the thug culture, is they gotta just overdo shit, man. You know what I mean? And that's why you see all these fucking, these niggas walking these pit bulls all over the goddamn place. Because they trying to tell you something. They trying to send you a message. They trying to tell you, hey, I'm bad. I'm hard. I'm tough. I got a pit bull. You feel me? And it's always been my fucking experience, because, man, look, the Almighty 3XL, man, I done been around killers, nigga, and killers, real killers, never fucking advertise, homie. You feel what I'm saying? Real gangsters, real killers, real niggas that put in work ain't about going around advertising how fucking bad they are or how tough they are. Shit. Real gangsters move in silence, man. So I'm telling all y'all niggas out there that's walking around the block with all these pits, because I'm all this whole fucking summer, I'm seeing niggas walking around with their wife beaters on, and they walking pit bulls. Every block, a nigga walking a pit. Every block, a nigga walking a pit. Walking, and this shit just was just irritating me, man, because I know half them motherfuckers ain't got no heart. Half them niggas ain't got no work, unless they got a fucking pistol. And that's the only time they gonna buck up and do any goddamn thing, is if they got some fucking lead in their pocket, man. And I'm just really irritated, but with the whole fucking thug culture, these niggas with the pit bulls, and then they go around, and then they torture the dog, and then they kill the dog, and then they go get another, this shit is just out of control, man. I'm just very irritated with that shit, man. So I'm just here to tell you, nigga, if you walk in a pit, and of course, ain't no absolutes and everything. I'm pretty sure you might have some real trill-ass niggas with pits that may walk pits. But the majority of you motherfuckers, man, you ain't fooling nobody. You ain't hard. Put the pit bull back in the house and treat the pit bull nicely. Feed the dog, water the dog, and I commend you for taking the dog for a walk. Okay. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. But, man, you ain't goddamn intimidating nobody walking that goddamn pit, man. You ain't impressing nobody. What impressed me, I tell you what. Let's do some reverse psychology shit. I want to see you, nigga, walk a goddamn Chihuahua or a Pomeranian or a poodle around the block, nigga. That's going to tell me something about you. That's going to tell me you's a hard nigga right there. Why? Because that's going to tell me you don't give a fuck what the next nigga think, and you inviting some bullshit with that. Try to walk a poodle around the fucking hood. See how much ridicule or scorn you get. But if you can do it and not give a fuck and blast the first nigga that say something in the goddamn mouth to say something about your poodle, the nigga use hard. Yes, I'll give you your motherfucking, your stripes right there. Use a hard nigga if you can walk the poodle and the chihuahua around the block. It don't take no fucking heart to walk no goddamn pit. Why? Because you're trying to fit in. You're doing shit every other nigga do, so you're trying to get acceptance, which basically means, nigga, you're weak. Fuck you. I'm kind of heated about it because, like I said, man, I'm a dog lover. I love dogs. I love what dogs represent. I love the loyalty of the dog. I love the unconditional loyalty of the dog, which you can't find nowhere else, man. Nowhere else. Ain't never been fucked over by no dog, man. Always been given mass love. Always been given loyalty, respect. The deepest love to ever be known by man, man. For real, man. Coming from a dog, nigga. A dog will do anything for you, man. A dog will die for you, nigga. Point blank, bottom line. When I see that motherfucking shit getting abused, and then cats talking about they think that, like, people are above dogs, I thoroughly disagree. Thoroughly disagree. I think the dogs are the most fucking beautiful animals on the planet, and I hold them in very high esteem, and I think they're basically a step above humans on the fucking evolutionary ladder, man, on the real. That's what I'm thinking. Man. Y'all niggas, y'all done got my blood pressure up with this shit, man. Michael Vick. This nigga walking around looking simple as fuck. You know what I mean? Because all them fucking bitch-ass niggas he was rolling with that told on his ass. But I bet you them dogs wouldn't have told on him. Nope. If them motherfucking niggas had the mentality of a dog, them motherfuckers, hey, they'd ride or die, nigga. Whatever, whatever. But I'm loyal, motherfucker. I'm true to the game. I ain't gonna tell. I ain't gonna betray my homie. I ain't gonna betray my partner. I bet you them dogs wouldn't have did that to Michael Vick. I bet you them dogs was loyal to the motherfucking end, man. Loyal to the end, to Michael Vick, to their last dying breath, to the last drop of blood squirted out their fucking throat. They love Michael Vick unconditionally. Yeah, nigga, walk a motherfucking poodle. You do that. Show me how hard you are, nigga. Put the goddamn leash on the chihuahua and the poodle and walk the block and dare a nigga to say something to you, man. That if you want to show me how hard you are, motherfucker, represent that. Represent poodles, man. Represent chihuahuas. Tell the first nigga to jump, say that's got something to say about your poodle and chihuahua, nigga. Yeah. Man. Hey, I feel much better now. Well, I'm going to take another break. You know, that was kind of like a short interlude, nigga. You know what I mean? Here we are once again at the Mac City Chronicles, maccity.com, motherfucker. Y'all need to go ahead and get a bite of what's being served up at maccity.com. Real shit. Real hood shit, motherfucker, for real. And y'all need to also, you know, you definitely need to be at this whole flipper network, nigga, because we setting this shit off. Setting it off. Real talk, real music, all day, every day. Yeah, saying what's up to all my motherfucking niggas, man. God damn it, everybody is stopping by at the whole flipper network, you know, putting in their 2 cents and writing comments and whatnot. We thoroughly appreciate y'all hanging out around here, man, and giving us some input, bro, for real. So I'm gonna take another break. I'll be back. Yeah, once again, Mac City Chronicles, whole flipper network. Shit, I'll be back.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. Since the prehistoric ages and the days of ancient Greece, walked down to the Middle Ages, planet Earth kept going through changes, and then the Renaissance came. The times continue to change. Nothing stayed the same, but they were always renegades, like Chief Sitting Bull, Tom Paine, Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. They were renegades of their time and age, the mighty renegades.
that's the end of the fucking show right there, man. Yeah, I have vented. I've got that shit off my chest. I'm just gonna recap. I'm just gonna basically let y'all motherfuckers know I ain't down with that bullshit with these niggas torturing these animals, man. Fuck them niggas. Fuck Michael Vick. I don't agree that a dog's life is any fuck is less than a human's life. I don't believe that, man. If anything, I think a dog's life is even more what's the word I'm looking for, man? It's more regal. It's more damn, what is the word I'm looking for, nigga? Shit. I don't know. I just think a dog's life is just as important, if not more important, man, just for the loyalty factor, man. You know what I mean? Just, man, something about having a good dog, man. I don't think that a lot of y'all cats really understand the importance of the companionship that a dog can give you, man, for real. So, bruh. Man, that shit sickens me, man. I hate that shit, man, for real. That shit strikes a nerve in a nigga, for real. But, okay, that's it, man. You know, I wasn't gonna really touch on the legal ramifications of that bullshit that nigga's in, because even though he was on some fuck shit, and I'm not digging what the fuck he did, I don't never wish no jail or no fucking bullshit or no ill will on no nigga, man. That's just not 3XL style, man. Yeah, so I want y'all to go ahead, check out some other shows I got on the Whole Flipper Network and also on the Mac City Chronicles. And be on the lookout for this is some funny ass shit I got coming up. Basically talking about street defense or how to survive in the hood, fucking around doing this street porn, man. You know, fucking with the baby daddies and all that kind of shit. That's like a 2 or 3 part series. I got that coming up. So y'all go ahead, hang out. There's all kind of wild shit about to come y'all way, man, for real. So the recap is, fuck Michael Vick. I love dogs. I think that a dog's life is just as important, if not more important, than a human's life, for real. And that's about it, man. So y'all go ahead, check out what's going on at the Whole Flipper Network. Check out what's going on at Mac City Chronicles, maccity.com. And yeah, this is the Almighty 3XL nigga, and I'm out.